Track 8. Unit 6. Language content or language skills. Listening A. Listening for main ideas and details.
Hello, and welcome to the second annual roundtable on language learning and teaching. I'm your moderator, John Hill. Over the past 20 years, we've seen the position of English evolve from an EFL classroom subject taught to non-native speakers to something used as a language of instruction in universities around the world. It appears this trend is going to continue, as we're seeing an increase in methodologies claiming to do similar things. EMI, CLIL, CBI, what do they all mean? How are they different? And how are they used in class? These are the questions we're going to tackle with our three guests, Rich, Diane, and Nigel. Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
So, let's begin with some basics. It is my understanding that the general aims of English medium instruction, content and language integrated learning, and content-based instruction are to teach academic content to students whose first language is not English. Is this correct, Rich?
Well, yes, almost, but it's a bit more complicated than that. The aims of the three approaches differ in their content language focus, and the target students are a bit different too. For example, in English medium instruction, the aim is to master the content, while there is less emphasis on the acquisition of the foreign language than the other two approaches. Also, students in EMI classes could be international students, including native speakers, while the students in CLIL and CBI classes are usually non-native speakers.
I see. Diane, do you agree?
That's right. Unlike EMI, CLIL has a dual approach to language and content. In other words, the language acquisition aims are just as important as learning the content.
Right. Tell me, Nigel, how is CBI different from CLIL and EMI?
Well, John, the focus of CBI is language learning, but increasing language proficiency is done through incorporating subject-specific content into the lesson.
That's interesting. I am curious, though. It must be difficult for language teachers to teach content they are unfamiliar with. How is this done, Rich, especially in EMI and CLIL?
Well, content specialists are used to teach the EMI classes, though occasionally they will collaborate with language specialists. But in CLIL, the teachers can be language or subject specialists, depending on where in the world they are teaching. And quite often, there will be team teaching with both types of specialists teaching together in the same classroom.
I imagine that the teachers of CBI are language specialists, since the aim is language learning. Right, Nigel?
Correct. And that means their teaching is well-grounded in appropriate pedagogical methods, like task-based language teaching.
Right. That makes sense. Diane, how do the pedagogical approaches of CLIL differ from those of CBI?
Well, CLIL teachers take an integrated skills and learner-centered approach to teaching the language. Both input and output are emphasized in teaching the four skills of listening, reading, writing, and speaking to support both subject content and language learning.
That's quite different from EMI, right, Rich?
Yes. The teaching methods of EMI depend on the instructor and the content being taught, but usually it's lecture style.
I see. Well, we can't finish this roundtable without talking about assessment. How do teachers in EMI, CLIL, and CBI know if their students are learning what they are supposed to learn? Let's begin with you, Rich.
Well, in EMI, we generally test the students' knowledge of the subject content. It's not important if they make a lot of English mistakes on the test.
How about with CLIL, Diane?
In CLIL, students are assessed in their language proficiency and performance, as well as their knowledge of the subject matter.
Oh, I see. Nigel?
CBI tests language proficiency and performance only.
Well, I want to thank the three of you for helping to clarify EMI, CLIL, and CBI.
You're welcome.